Welcome to the Reassurance Podcast, brought to you by BCU Risk Advisors, your go-to podcast for all things related to personal insurance. Whether you're navigating the complexities of auto, home, health, or life insurance, our show is here to provide you with expert insights, practical tips, and valuable advice to help you make informed decisions. I'm your host, Chelsea Rabelais, an industry-leading insurance broker for successful individuals and families. We will be breaking down the complexities of insurance into simplified and straightforward language, empowering you to protect what matters most with confidence. Welcome to our one-year anniversary episode of the Reassurance Podcast. I appreciate you all listening for an entire year. I kind of can't believe it's been a year. It's gone by really fast. I thought for our one-year anniversary episode, I could talk a little bit about why I started the podcast, who I am, and just a little bit about the importance of advocacy and claims advocacy in particular. So I started this podcast to really expand our reach at BCU Risk Advisors. You know, we're lucky enough to work with clients that have been extremely successful, and they are able to be advised by some of the top wealth advisors, trust and estate attorneys. And I feel like what we're able to advise our clients is information that really I feel like everybody should have as purchasers of insurance products, homeowners, auto, valuable articles, flood insurance, umbrella insurance, etc. Starting this podcast, I feel like for like a year prior to starting it, I had these like whispers that would come to me as like a catastrophe after catastrophe after catastrophe would happen, like a hurricane or a wildfire or a storm in the Midwest. And I just felt like there were these nuggets of information that I had and that I advise my clients on that I felt like everyone needed to have. So things like making sure the replacement cost estimator was run on your home so you had enough to rebuild, or talking about the importance of flood insurance, or the asking for the endorsement for water backup. I just wanted to get this information out in the universe so that listeners could then take that information and go to Allstate, go to Amica, go to the State Farms of the world to be more informed buyers of insurance. And I just felt really passionate that I get this information out. Not that it's a secret, but I just feel like it's insurance isn't like super approachable unless you're working with a really great agent. So I just wanted to have some place where people could go and learn about personal insurance, especially for these younger generations that, you know, they just learn differently and they don't necessarily, you know, want to talk to anybody. They want to just listen to a podcast, or they want to watch a show on YouTube to learn how to buy certain things or to learn about something in particular. And then a little bit about myself. My name is Chelsea Rabelais, as I would hope you know at this point in time if you're an active listener. But I grew up in, I guess I'll start at the very beginning. I was born in New Jersey. I lived there for 3 years. And then my family and I moved to Minnesota, Minneapolis area, Eden Prairie, Minnesota specifically. I grew up there and had a great, it was a great place to grow up. And after high school, I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to play Division I golf at Drake University in Des Moines. That sounds familiar to you. That's where Zach Johnson went. So that's pretty cool. I was actually there when he won the Masters, and that was hyped us up as, you know, Drake golfers. At Drake, I just majored in insurance, and they had a track or a minor you could take. That was an insurance track. And I decided to take that. I was sitting in a personal insurance class, and I think they were talking about auto insurance. And I remember thinking, oh, this sounds like it could be useful when I get out of here. And so I listened, and then I actually really liked the class, as nerdy as that sounds, because they talked a lot about ISO forms and just like contract language. So to like the normal person, it was probably a pretty boring class. It's like, oh, if you're having a hard time sleeping, maybe sign up for a personal insurance class. But I had the exact opposite experience. I just like really, really enjoyed it. So I ended up completing the insurance track. And after graduating from Drake University, I started my career at Hub International. And I feel super, super fortunate to have started at Hub. Looking back now, I had some great mentors at Hub. I started as a large account assistant, essentially, where I helped with really large family renewals. I learned so much in that role, and I was in that role for a year. And then I went to what we call marketing in the insurance industry. And that just meant I was quoting and structuring programs for the producers that I supported. And that was super fantastic too, because like, I really got to learn the markets. So I felt like I had a really well-rounded, you know, foundational experience at Hub. And from there, you know, as a, I think I was only 23 at that point in time, I felt like I was super prepared to take on direct client experience. And I was lucky enough to have gotten connected with BCU, specifically Jeff Klein at BCU. He called me at my desk one day and was like, "Hey, got your name and sounds like, you know, you're really doing well at Hub, and I'd love to talk to you more." And one thing led to another, and it all worked out. You know, I got to meet other members of the team prior to joining, and I joined BCU in 2012, and I was drinking from a fire hose, a literal fire hose, thinking I was ready to do direct client interaction on a day-to-day basis. You know, I hadn't really talked to clients that much at Hub. You know, I was kind of a support person. I would answer the phone every once in a while, answer billing questions, or send an auto ID card here and there. But, you know, I was, you think you're ready as a naive 23-year-old, but I really wasn't ready. And I guess, are you really ready for anything? But I was as ready as I thought I could be. And yeah, it's been a really great experience at BCU. I just feel like super lucky that the universe connected me with Jeff and the BCU team. And I've been lucky enough to be there for 13 years now. You know, I really wanted to talk about advocacy in this episode today. And I feel like this is kind of a good place to start talking about how unprepared I was for my role at BCU. It's like my first week at BCU, my phone rings. I had taken maybe a handful of calls, maybe one or two at this point in time. And I get a call from a client and she's pretty frantic. Her son and her had just gotten hit head on a bridge in Ohio. And they were hit head on by a family, a young family. It was a mom and a dad and I think a relatively newborn baby. And the dad died in that accident. And I took that claim really, really early on in my career at BCU. And she became really dependent on me, and I feel like I did the best I could to just be super compassionate to her and listen, took her calls, followed up with her often, and I feel like I was able to make a difference in that claim. But it was really wild. Like, I didn't really realize like the worst case scenario that could happen. And, you know, then you're on the phone with someone who's been involved with the worst case scenario. And in that moment, I learned that I could make an impact and I could be an advocate for my clients, whether it's negotiating a rate, getting a claim, not necessarily paid, but just have a claim go fairly and smoothly that my clients depended on me. And, you know, those first few years at BCU, I took that very seriously. I still take it very seriously. And in some weird way, being an advocate for my clients prepared me to be an advocate in my personal life. You know, I became a mom in 2018, and my son was diagnosed with a super rare genetic disorder. And on paper, you know, it was one of those things that it was the worst case scenario diagnosis. And in some weird way, and not so weird way, I guess, that my clients were really the people who prepared me to be an advocate for my son and my personal life. And through being an advocate for my son, you know, in IEP meetings and therapy sessions and doctor's appointments, 15, we have 15 specialists we see, and no one knows anything about his disorder. So I just am constantly advocating for him when we go to the doctor and explaining who he is. Now he has allowed me to be a better advocate for my clients. Just it's kind of a full circle moment where my clients, in a weird way, prepared me to advocate for him. And through being a mother to my son, I've become such a better advocate for my clients. So I just really feel like as you choose an agent, as you choose a brokerage, as you choose, I mean, almost anything in life where, you know, you're dependent on that service provider, maybe ask that question. How do you advocate for your clients when things get tough? You know, how could I rely on you in a claim scenario? And what should I expect from you as my advocate? Am I calling you if I have a problem, or is it a service center? You know, it's one of those things that I feel like at BCU Risk Advisors, we do it much differently than most large brokerages, where you get a person's name, you get their email address, their phone numbers, their cell phone numbers. And yeah, you get them. They're your advocate. But behind your account executive or your assigned member of the BCU team, you have this whole group of people who are extremely passionate to be your advocate. And they want to make sure that you're taken care of, because essentially we're selling you a product that is going to protect your family when you need it most, when you're potentially at your lowest point in your life. And we want you to know that we're prepared to handle it and we're your advocates. And I'll leave you with that. I really appreciate anyone who's listened to these episodes this first year. It means more to me than you realize. When I go to Captivate is where I see like all my analytics. Every listen, I really genuinely appreciate, whether it's like 8 listens per episode or like my highest, which is close to 100. I just really appreciate it. So I really hope you'll keep listening. I have some fun things in store for season 2, maybe some interviews, some guest hosting, and some really great information. So I hope you'll keep listening. And until next time, stay safe and stay insured.